Hey, y'all. You're listening to Spiritual Freedom Podcast, and I'm your host, Susie. I'm glad you made it. So this is a safe space where we get to talk about anything and everything spiritual and metaphysical, but we're going to talk about it without the judgment, without the fear or religious guilt, and without losing any credibility. So let's open our hearts and our minds, and let's talk about the weird without being weird about it. On today's episode, I'm going to do a general energy reading. I don't think I've ever released one before like this on podcast. Y'all, I did my best to try to remember to describe the card as I was holding it or, you know, talking about it. So bear with me. If you want to go check it out visually, you can always go to my YouTube channel. There's no pressure to subscribe or anything, but it'll give you a visual if you want to, if you're curious what the cards look like. And anyway, thanks for listening as always. Happy October. We are solidly in October. I'm sorry for the delay on podcasting and releasing videos. I go with the flow with my energy. And I only record when I feel led and when I have good energy. And that's how it is. I've got a busy life of kids and a full-time job. But this is my heart, like, work here. I love it. I love talking about spirituality. And so thanks for hanging in there. Sorry, it's been for a little bit. But I have been busy. Like, I had such great things happen. So one of them was I went to the Rasani Fair. And that's really fun in Oregon. It's Rasani is R-A-S-A-N-I. And it was just a, you know, metaphysical wellness fair for 2 days. And I was a tarot and oracle reader there. And it just took a lot of my energy. I'm just like, wow, that was a lot of energy. And I had to kind of, you know, recuperate. That was just really sacred. And I really loved meeting the people that I met there. That really did mean a lot to me. And I'm going to do it again in April. So I'm stoked about that. And then I was interviewed recently on a podcast called Enlightened Empaths. And empaths is E-M-P-A-T-H-S. And that was by an interview by Denise Carell. And she is fantastic. She herself has her own website. It's thegratefulmessenger.com. I mean, how selfless. I love that title. Like, she's so about non-egoic. Like, she's just like, I just receive. And anyway, she's just incredible, y'all. She's a great person. She does wonderful readings too. And anyway, she interviewed me on her podcast. And so you can find it like late September. I want to say it was released, and it's called Share Your Light with Susie Price. And that's me. So check that out if you want a kind of good synopsis of my beliefs at current at the current time and kind of the work I feel like I'm being led to right now. So it was a fun discussion, and yeah, I hope y'all like it. So today I wanted to take some time and just do a general reading. We have some eclipse energy coming up at the end of the month, and eclipse energy is always a little unsettling, but it doesn't have to be. It can mean changes, okay? It can for some. Some of us are going to be like, what eclipse? Nothing happened. And so anyway, it's happening, at least by Pacific time zone standards. October 25th is the solar, and the lunar is a couple of weeks later. It's November 8th, okay? I don't remember the times right now off my head. But yeah, so you may or may not have some astrological hits or planets that are placed in where this eclipse is going to hit in the solar system. I'm going to say it like that. It's in Scorpio, but anyway, my point is not to be like the sky is falling, but just to be in this receptive flow state when you're in eclipse energy. So like basically now through. Maybe just Thanksgiving or a little afterwards. It's just like this time where we might be a little unsettled, a little triggery, a little bit off. Just like, you know, that feeling where I felt this some days where, I feel like I'm in my house and I'm like, I need to get this errand done like right now. And I'll go to the grocery store and I'll come back with my groceries and I'll be like, I need to do this other errand. It's like, why didn't I think to do it when I was out? And I was like, I don't know. I'll just go do another errand. I come back and it's like unsettled. Like I almost want to like keep going out or keep changing my mind. Let me go on a walk. Let me do this. And it's just really weird. Like I'm trying to figure out what's going to satiate my energy. So there's some days that are like that. Some days that just, you know, watch out for being on the road, like people and road rage, like that stuff's just, if you don't realize that, you just need to have a little more compassion for everybody, for yourself too. Like I said, you could be a little triggered by things that people say. So just relax and know that what's meant to be yours is yours, and what's meant not to be yours, you know, will go away, and it's okay. And just try to see a soul lesson in what happens. So, but yeah, chill. Some of y'all aren't even going to feel it, you know? But anyway, that's coming. And then you got October and Halloween, one of my fave holidays. I love it. I tell the kids that come to my door, just like get two big hands, and like just get as much as you can, like just dig in there, you know? And it's so funny to watch their faces being told that when they're, you know, their parents are like, just one piece of candy, right? As they go up, and I'm like, get in there, both hands, as much as you can. It's so much fun. I love it. Yeah, we just enjoy that a lot. And, you know, it's the thinning of the veil. It's like that season that's kind of like slowing down a little bit for me. I mean, astrologically, things go into my 12th house. If you don't know what that is, don't worry about it. It just means it's a time for self-reflection, meditation, just a lot of lazy weekends. So it's like, yes, I'll take that right now. And it's a time, too, to start remembering your ancestors, your loved ones who have passed away, just start bringing in those good memories, man. So it's not so sad for the holidays that you kind of feel like you have their energy. Like, be a little bit more proactive about it in a good way. You know, the good memories, like seeing them in their healed state, being next to you, you know, hand over your shoulder, you know, that kind of stuff, where not the unhealed version of them. That's not who they are now. So anyway, wanted to say all that. So y'all know when I do a reading, I always ground into the earth, stabilizes my energy. I surround myself with protection. It's just this visualization of protection, a shield that surrounds me, a bubble shield. And only love and divine truth can come through from source. Okay. And then I set my intention for every reading, which is that I receive what's highest and best for all involved, but a message that's most healing at this time. And that's from God, from source. So with that intention, I'm going to cut these cards. Okay, I'm going to start. I don't usually do this, but I'm going to do this with the, I'm doing a totally different spread this time than y'all have seen in past. And so for those who are on podcast, I will just try to describe the cards as I get them out. So I'm feeling like moving these cards around. And I forget what deck this is, guys. It's just a really cool deck. But anyway, it's my tarot. And so what I do is two layers of four. So I'm going to do my four out right now. And then the bottom layer of four. And then the way I read it is always like top and bottom. So I'll take the first row, second row, and kind of go along and see what. And then I always look at the bottom. The bottom is the Eight of Swords, which is a shitty energy. I'm sorry, I don't like this card. I'll be real with you. Eight of Swords is like, it's bullshit. It's an illusion. It's as if we think we don't have power to change, but we do. It's just in our mind. What you'll see is a woman who's surrounded with eight swords. She's very loosely, kind of like loosely bound by her hands. She could wiggle out of it real free if she wanted to. If she had that perspective of, oh, this isn't tight. I can just get out of this and get on down the road and get it around these swords and, you know, go about my life. So we have, there's a little bit of an energy of whoever is listening. This is the message that's coming through to you. And that the big background energy is that there is something going on in your life that you feel like you can't change. You don't know how to, or you feel like you kind of just can't, or it's like you're waiting for something to change. And you're kind of like, you're in this disempowered waiting. Like, we just wait for God to kind of like make shit happen, you know, that kind of attitude. So and that's not empowered. That's not empowered energy. And just kind of really realize if you're in that state on something in your life. Is it a new change of job that you wish you can move to? Is it an ending of a relationship that you kind of know is done and you just don't know how to get out of it and don't want to make moves? That kind of situation. To you don't know what to do with a family member that's causing trouble, and you're just kind of in this disempowered, well, I don't know what else I can do. Y'all, there's always stuff we can do. We're we always have this energetic ability to connect with God, to ask for help, and then to like set out a solution energetically, which would be, you know, I have a job that makes me feel financially empowered and abundant, and this has a flexible schedule. I feel loved and supported by my boss and coworkers. Like, I could send those thoughts out. It's like an energy push where I'm like ordering from the universe, like to bring into me like the good stuff, like the good version of that. Even though I'm going every day to a shitty job, I'll be like, I'm throwing this out. Like, I have this job. And you do that because you're trying to push that energy toward, not push, you're trying to become a magnet for that development in the 3D. But that takes a little bit of time to like push and be consistent and be high vibe about it and not like hating your life, pushing it out there. But no, I feel it. I feel so happy. I'm on my way to work to the shitty job, but you are actually in a good mood and you can like get through it. So anyway, I'm going off on the manifestation mindset things. I did want to grab a couple of Oracle cards. This one is my Wisdom of the Oracle. So we're going to grab a couple. Ooh, time to go. Oh man, that's tough. That's tough when it's like relationships and things that are done. Yang, yeah. You see, you keep waiting for the universe to kind of do it for you. You don't realize you have Yang energy that you need to push out. And a lot of times it's just in here. Like you never, like, y'all, things can change tomorrow if you wanted it to. Okay, last bit, co-create. Yeah, this like manifestation coming through. They're like, just you need to change your mindset. If you're done with that relationship, see it as done. You don't have to make a move like out there. Hit my elbow on my desk, but you don't have to make overt moves. You can just be like, energetically, I realize that this is done. That this friendship is done. This romantic relationship is done. I see it. I see it, and it kind of be a moment with your heart to be like, ugh. But then you're okay because you can compartmentalize and you can be like, I'm not going to just make a crazy decision. I'm going to have to like plan this out a little bit or whatever and kind of not engage. How can I not engage next time they invite me to go do something? You know, how can I, you know, tiptoe my way out? Or sometimes you just need to close the damn door and that's okay too. So yeah, the Oracle is basically saying there's something in your life, whoever's here and feeling resonating with what I'm saying, that you feel like you don't have control over and it's time to go. And that this impression that you have inside of you, that you don't have control is bullshit. You have power in here as your soul is from the divine. It has all the qualities of the divine. So you can create your own life. You can create it all. You have power to change everything. There's nothing that can't be, everything is figure outable. Like, you know, no, I can't leave this person. The financials won't work. Yeah, things end up working, y'all. People figure it out. Okay. And that's the thing, because you don't know what all is there and what all power you can kind of pull or gather from when you are like, God, solve it. My little brain, my little human brain thinks I can't do this, but you have to know that's not true. And if my heart is like I'm in this energy, are you going to stay with that? Are you really going to stay in a situation with this going on all of your life? You're wasting your time. You're wasting your precious time. And this life goes by fast. And this point is like, there's stuff you can do if you just open up to this relationship with God about being able to change your 3D. There's power in how you think to call in what you want, like right now. And it takes energy management, like practices, so that you don't get in panic mode, that you don't overthink and kill a dream. Right? You can feel a heart thing like, oh yeah, I am totally done. But then I'll stay for 6 years because I keep evaluating my moves from this position, from my human brain, which is like, you can't do that. You can't afford this, or they can't afford this. And that what's going to happen when you do this? Oh, and they're going to do this to you. And like, you're thinking it out. And it's like, if you just leap and go with your heart and follow the moves that you feel intuitively led toward, and you have daily like practices of like grounding and like having quiet time, you will know. And if you're doing the protection, when you get a nudge to do something, you know that that came from God, and it's not some, you know, egoic thing, or it's not some rando spirit message from something else. Like, you're protected. You know when it's your message and it's, or when it's not. And then you move with like inner peace. And so, but it all again takes like a daily practice of grounding into me. Y'all, this is what I do. I'm just going to talk about it. No one has to, oops, as I hit my video. You don't have to do this, but this is what works for me. Is I ground daily. I surround myself with protection daily. That way I know that only divine messages meant for my highest and best come through. I set an intention, I try to daily, of like that I'm divinely led every day, and that I receive divine guidance and I act upon it. Okay. And that's it. And then I just kind of go see what is brought to me in this kind of like chilled, like receptivity. And yeah, there's times when I have to move. If I have to be the one to make an action, I'll know because I've had this history of like, what is my energy? And I know when it's my energy and when I'm getting lit by something, by divine, to tell me, you need to go to the beach and go draw, or you need to go over here and on a hike, you know, or you need to go for this opportunity. You don't need to go for this opportunity. This is not good with this person. This is great with this friendship, you know, that kind of stuff. Like, it gets clearer. So that's what I'm getting. Okay. And then I haven't even gotten to this row. I'm going to do one more oracle. This is my energy oracle. Okay. This is what they're, let's see what they got. Right. So Angel of Balance. This is the card of Angel of Balance. And I was just thinking, you know what? I hope those who are listening on the podcast, y'all got my last three oracle cards, which were, again, time to go, which is a woman turning around and leaving. Like, there is some knowledge that something is time to go. Sorry. I'm just repeating this real quick for the people who are on podcasts. That's what that whole discussion. I got the co-create card, which is like co-creating with God, knowing you're empowered to like create the world, and it starts in our mindset. And then once we push that energy out there, our 3D starts matching it. But it takes a little time. It takes faith. And it takes high vibe. Like, you just got to be positive and keep it going for a while. And then Yang was the third card, the third oracle card that I was kind of just talking about, which is like, you can do something. You are empowered. You're not an Eight of Swords. I'm stuck. You actually can do something. And it takes is your perspective, your mind, to like see a new way of saying, like, okay, I see what's in front of me, but that's an illusion. And I don't like that version of whatever this is resonating at. That's not for me anymore. So what is for me? I need to create that in my mind. And then I think of it and I feel it. And I say mantras and I feel like I have it now. And you're calling that energy toward you. And then suddenly you're going to have a friend that says, hey, are you interested in this job over here? I have a great job for you. Or something changes in your world where, you know, I thought I was stuck in this relationship, but now I got this great, great job. And now I don't have to stay with anybody because of my financial system or my financial situation. I now am free to make that choice. And it's a little more authentic. I can now stand in like economic power to make a choice to move if this is a relationship, you know, issue. And that's huge. So those are those three guys. Sorry, I just wanted to recap real quick for the ones who are listening on the podcast. And then I'm pulling from my energy oracle cards, and I get this pretty little kiddo angel that's, I don't know what she's looking at. It's like, it looks like some vase or something. But anyway, it says Angel Balance. And that to me is just like, you know, when you are doing energy protective, like balancing practices on the daily, you do long term, you start knowing what is your energy, what is not your energy. And you can tell when something resonates and when you're like, oh, I'm not liking this. I'm just not liking this vibe. Oh, this person mentioned doing this activity. I don't even think I want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. You're just going to know things. You're just going to kind of know, and you're going to receive, because it was your intention that all I'm going to receive is divine truth and be divinely led today. You're going to trust it. And it just, man, it settles you down. Your anxiety goes down, and you're waiting for these like intuitive moves instead of like putting something in your head and like pushing it from your ego. And not only that, but like when we get led to do something, especially like when you feel lit by a person that you feel drawn to, and you're like, oh, that can't work, and your mind will just kill it. Or a job that you feel like, I really want to do this for a living, but oh my God, I can't make a living for that. You know, and you start killing it in your mind too. Like, you know, our mental minds can really be a dream killer. And you have to watch how much you do that. And do you live there? Do you just live in that space of like mentally torturing yourself? I can't do anything. How am I supposed to come back and talk to them? It's been so long, you know, whatever these things are, whatever the hurdles are. I haven't talked, you know, boy, he gave me his number like 5 years ago. Can I just reach out and talk to him? It's like, yes, yes, you could. Or whatever. I'm kind of talking about a love relationship there that kind of got in my consciousness there. So I don't know if that's for y'all or not. But the other one I'm going to pull, oh, how funny, it's the next one, was, it says blossoming abundance. And that's it. We have this power inherently within us. And I always point to like my heart chakra. It's where I feel like the soul touches my energy of my existence here. And I realize that that's where God is. That's how close God is. God power is, creation power. And I just am like, I am that. And it's not an egoic statement of like, you know, ooh, I get, you know, my Mercedes, I get my mansion, it's the, like, I want my highest and best. And I have power to push that into my life, not push, attract it or resonate with it, with how I set my mind and how I set my emotions. I can pull things in, and it takes a little time, takes a little faith, takes a little dedication, but that 3D, my life in front of me, will change to reflect it, will match it, because it has to. It's a universal principle. I mean, you can't be vibing at one level and then the stuff around you has to be at this lower level. No, something's going to change things. Somehow, somewhere, it's going to change. So, and y'all, if y'all hear in the background, my sweet old girl dog, she is 12 years old and she's on her back, stuck in the pillows with her feet up in the air and her little, she's like running after something. Oh gosh, God bless her. I love it. Oh, and then my last energy card is patience. So things do take a little time. When we change our vibration and we want to change a job or change a relationship or see our way out of a relationship or call a new relationship in, any of those things, they take a little time, guys. And, you know, us as humans, we're like, TikTok, TikTok God. I made that order 15 minutes ago. And part of it is that we're supposed to learn, you know, the patience of this energetic receptivity. Like, we get it eventually, but we do have to watch our egos and realize that the timing of it and how it comes through is it has to be released. So I just wanted to say that. And it's probably a good thing that we don't immediately manifest, because I have had some dark thoughts about people, been like, you know, rando people that I don't even know and maybe I'm on the road with, and they cut me off and I'll be like, I hope you burn in hell. You know, it's like, sorry, God. And I might like take it back eventually. Sometimes it might take me a few hot minutes. But anyway, like, it does happen. And like, thank God we don't manifest right away. Like, that would have been on me karmically, you know, thank God. So anyway, it's a little bit about a slow receiving. Y'all know what I'm saying. It feels like a Monday for a Tuesday. But okay, so let me look at the tarot cards. I know I've been talking for a bit, but let's get in this. Okay, my first, God bless it. I'm hitting this video like in so many ways. Sorry, y'all, you're going to get to see my palm of my hand. And I'm hoping to try to show y'all a little bit of my cards, but it's a little wonky. Okay, y'all probably can't see jack shit. Okay. Kind of, sort of. We're going to work with it. Okay. And I know I'm cutting off my head, but here, I'll try to get down here. Okay. The first two that we got here is the Ace of Swords and the Three of Wands. And this is the understanding, oh shit, I have control over what comes to me. The Ace of Wands card is a dude with three wands looking into the port where the ships are literally like 5 minutes from docking. He knows it's coming and it's coming fast. And that's how you have to feel it. Like, you got to feel it. It's like when you put those little special orders out for like things to come back to you from the universe, I have to literally see sparkles in my aura of whatever I put out there is coming to me. Like, and I have it. Like, I have it right now. There's sparkles in my aura, but I have it right now. And that Ace of Swords is just a, that's above the Three of Wands, is just a, It's understanding. It's like divine consciousness understanding, an aha moment. So it's kind of cool that you realizing how I think can bring shit in. And it's really powerful once you realize you have the ability to change that, you know, to really call in your best. The next bit, we got the Empress on top, and then, which is a really just pretty, fertile woman. And below is the Page of Swords. His face is a little, in this card, he's a little pissed. So that's what I'm going to go with. He looks like he's a little impatient, kind of holding his sword across his lap. And he's just kind of like, and when is this coming? But the Empress above is more of like, and that's your shadow, right? It's our subconscious, our tendency to kind of like, when I make an order, I want it now. It's that Veruca Salt kind of like attitude. And it's just knowing, no, I need to be receptive. I need to accept the flow and the delivery and the timing and all that stuff. Like I need to just trust the universe has a better plan on when things come and how they come. So you have to go through that like shadow shakeout. Like you just, that's going to be part of it. When you know you need, you're in a transition of letting go to get something new. Sometimes there's just these in-between times that just, it's spiritual saturation. It's looking at these shadow elements and learning those lessons. So know that that might be coming. And then we've got, which is Queen of Pentacles on the top, and underneath of it is Judgment. And Judgment on this deck is like an angel kind of basically blowing the horn, reawakening the dead, basically bringing them back to life. It's a rebirth card. And the Queen of Pentacles is like, I know I'm worthy of this. So you can wait for it to be brought to you. And it's kind of like this weird energy vibration shift once you kind of are like, I think I have power to, if you start opening to the idea of, I think I can have, by changing my mind and my emotions, despite what I see, I'm not going to believe this illusion of a shit job. I'm going to like in the parking lot, like get myself in a good mood and be like, I have a job that has, you know, that has all the good stuff that you can, you know, whatever your mantra is. And that Queen of Pentacles is like, yeah, I'm worthy of that. I'm calling that in because I'm worthy of it. I'm saying it because I'm worthy of it. Like you got to kind of believe that you're worthy of it for to really bring it in. And that's this vibration change where you're like, yes, I am worthy of it. I don't care. My parents thought I had to like work hard for, you know, and I'm lucky to have any job that they give me. Like, no, I need a job that satisfies me, that pays my bills, that, and even then some, and so I can go travel if I want to, or that's more closely aligned to my spiritual practices, like, or whatever the dream is, you know. My parents had a little bit of a mindset that, you know, whatever job you have, you better do really good there. You know, you need to show appreciation. And it wasn't the opposite of like, you know, does this fit me? Does this fit my life? And so I wasn't in some good situations for a few of my jobs where, you know, I was really overworked. I overserved because of that dynamic. And when I realized like, this is not cool, this is running me ragged, I have a family, I need to stop doing this. That was my Queen of Pentacles being like, I deserve to have better. And that judgment power that kind of came in like, yeah, you do, honey. It's the, almost like the cosmic, like, yes, you do. And your vibration's going up because you finally got that lesson. And then, which is kind of interesting, the last two, on the top is the Knight of Pentacles, which is a slow moving dude on a horse. He's slow. He's slow AF. Above the Two of Wands. So to me, what this says is what it almost feels like, whatever it is that you want to change, it then turns your head to look at all aspects of your life. Like if this was a job, then this is going to make you turn your head about like how you typically see like what you're worthy of in terms of dating. And be like, oh shit, maybe I can use this principle there. I mean, that's the Knight of Pentacles dude, who's just a knight on a horse, but he's a pentacle dude. He moves slow. Pentacles are of the earth, meaning developments in 3D. And he's above the Two of Wands, which Two of Wands to me is when you're considering the future, you're considering, do I want to, you know, compete in CrossFit? I'm thinking, do I want to do that or do I want to learn guitar right now? Right? Like the beginning decisions of like, I'm feeling inspiration to do something and I'm kind of just considering my options. You're not in the port waiting to see the actual ships of, you know, I've worked 6 months. Now I'm going to go about to do my competition workout. No, this is like the beginning of like, but in a new direction, like, because the Pentacle Night is movement. So you're looking at like, not just this one issue where you felt that you're done, you need to move on from, but you're like, oh, I have this power that I could apply to, shoot, my romantic situation, my relationship with my kids, my anything, like just put anything there. And so that's the good part of it. It's going to make you open up to knowing and seeing and reviewing other things and being like, what do I want? And God is like, it is whatever you want. Like, it's right there. And the power of it, again, even as you're kind of chilling out, waiting for divine timing, I don't want you to feel like it's God from infinity land that needs to come make his or her way or their way back over to me to like bless me. This is right here. And I'm pointing to my heart space. This is the attraction point of power of you having changed your mind and your emotions. And you are the reason why it's coming to you. It's because your soul is from God and it is in you. It's like literally right there. And you have these powers, and it's not an egoic power. This is a, like, I want to live my life for the highest and best of all involved, and I want to have my highest timeline, and boy, that's powerful. When you align to that kind of thinking, God's going to be like, what do you want? What do you want? And granted, sometimes what we first think we want, you know, maybe you do want financial abundance, but eventually you just start thinking, God, I want to do this where my soul feels good. Like, and I want to have that kind of job where I'm like so satiated with the soul that like, sure, I want my bills paid, but like, I don't really care how much money comes in because you're like, I'm doing it because of my soul, you know, and the medicine that I'm able to like share and how much that just feels so good. Like, I want that, man. And you're just like, fuck a, you know, I don't want the mansion or any of that shit. That's work. And like your view of like what your dreams are, I mean, they all change. You kind of start looking at things and suddenly mansions look like big old ass ball and chains around your neck, or, you know, the newest and greatest, you know, expensive gadgets or certain lifestyle just seems a little like, what was I wanting that travel for, or this high like lifestyle for? Maybe I need something more heart-centered, because, you know, we can create a lot without knowing this, you know, soul power that's in us for manifestation. We can create a lot from our egoic position of like, I want this, God, and I'm going to do this. There's people, business people in particular, who can like have a goal, or athletes mentally, and they can just attack it and they'll get it. You can manifest, but it's not your highest and best all the time. And you can see a lot of people who are living messy lives with that kind of like manifestation power. Like, if you go from the mental, the human mindset power, that doesn't really bring you to the highest and best. And just trust it. If you just align toward the highest and best for all, for yourself and all involved, you're just not going to regret it. Okay. That was it for the moment. I'm so appreciative of you listening, and I hope you have a great October, and thanks for listening, y'all. Bye.